Back with you in just a moment. But now let's turn to Vine Vilma, this charming young lady, who opened their portion of our program with Rose O'Day.
Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day, you're my favorite, the rooster, all the books to the A. Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day, you're my favorite, the rooster, all the books to the your darling, you're lovely. That's what I mean when I say, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my favorite cinema rooster, ball to ball, boom to the, boom to the, boom to the, boom to the, hey. Johnny McCarthy was lovely all day. He was the prettiest thing. And every night in his crib,
saying, I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for you till grass grows red, till the moon overhead turns blue. I'll wait for you like you asked me to. Till birds don't sing and vines don't swing, till the dawn doesn't bring the dew. I'll wait for you like you asked me to. Sometimes these things just happen when lovers must part, but still you're always the cover of of my heart. I'll wait for you, it won't take long, till the right every wrong in you, and I'll be through till you're not here. Sometimes these things just happen when lovers must part, but still you're always wrapped in the cover of my heart. I'll wait for you, it won't take long, till we right every wrong, and
was not Vi and Vilma singing as one. That was merely Vi, a mistake on my part. But now they do join together again to borrow a tune from Elmer. It's Elmer's tune.
Why are the stars always winking and blinking above? What makes a fellow start thinking of falling in love? Not the season, the reason is plain as the moon. It's just Elmer's tune. What makes a lady a baby? Wild on the loose, why does the gander meander in search of a soup? Or puts the chicken, the chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune. Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to listen. Sing it, ring it, any old way and any old time. The hurdy-gurdy, the birdie, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street, the city farmer, the farmer, the man on the moon. I'll sing Elmer's tune. Listen, 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 listen. There's a lot to life to be listened. Sing it and swing it. Any old way and any old time. The hurdy-gurdy, the birdie, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the man on the street, the baby farmer, the farmer, the man of the moon, all things Elmer's tune.
And now Al and Lee Riser rush in again, rushing in on the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Two early risers narrow things down to you and I.
Why are the
Morning varieties, and Vi and Vilma take their turn again with Gay Ranchero.
A gay ranchero, a caballero, can always find someone to care. A señorita, a sweet mesita, her lover's heart will soon forget. If she's insistent, and she's not distant, the señorita will confess. The gay ranchero, the caballero, need only ask and still say yes. Soon there'll be a getter with a flushing bride, and the gay ranchero standing by her side. If they find the promise that they have in store, they'll be counting little secret by the score. Back on his vessel, with his petite by his side, brushing by, gave them carols to tell the world of how they met. This gave them carols, this caballero, says he has nothing to regret. Now to end the story that I once told, here's a little secret that I must unfold, for they found the promise that they had in. Now they really have to keep us by the score. Forget until.
And from our two charming vocalists to our two pianists, Alan Lee Reiser with Hi, Neighbor. Singing a solo, and now it's Vilma's turn. A sinner kissed an angel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vilma. Very nice. Now, Alan Lee, it's your turn again with Time Was. Turn once again to Vi and Vilma. And here they are with a tune you've heard recently, Perfidia.
Navy losses in Hawaii have doubtless been heavy. From Hawaii to the Philippines, United States naval units and army garrisons are fighting back on land, on the sea, and in the air. Official and unofficial sources give the following roundup of initial Japanese assaults. About 350 United States soldiers killed, 300 wounded in the blitzkrieg on Hawaii. In a broadcast heard in New York, the German radio describes the Japanese attack on the island of Oahu in the Hawaiian group as a great success. The radio added news of a sea battle in progress between the Japanese and the British and United States fleets in the Western Pacific. Honolulu has been bombed for the second time. A lumber-laden United States transport has been torpedoed 1,300 miles west of San Francisco. The transport, the General Hugh L. Scott, is said unofficially to have been sunk about 1,600 miles from Manila. And the converted liner, President Harrison, is also said to be sunk or seized in the Yangtze River. The Philippines have been bombed. Japan claims supply stores at Guam have been set afire. And there are rumors that Wake Island has been taken. Japanese forces have been landed on Malaya, 300 miles north of Singapore. But British sources say Japanese troops were machine guns and the attack repulsed. Singapore itself has been bombed, and so has Hong Kong. Thailand is said to be invaded. From Melbourne comes an unofficial announcement that Australia has declared war. Canada already has done so, along with the Netherlands, East Indies, and the Central American Republic of Costa Rica. In London, Churchill has summoned Parliament to declare with the United States a joint war action against Nippon. At 12:30 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, Mr. Roosevelt will address a joint session of Congress. His talk will be carried over the three major radio networks. At a late hour last night, there was some belief that the President might ask for an official declaration of war, not only against Japan, but also against Germany and Italy. At the same time, it is expected Mr. Roosevelt will give the first full statement of American naval and military activities in the Pacific since Japan attacked Hawaii yesterday. He may also give some indication of Russia's intentions as an American ally against the Axis. The chief executive and Russia's newly arrived ambassador, Maxim Litvinov, were expected to confer at the White House early this morning. Keep tuned to this station for further developments.
NBC has been bringing your way its morning varieties. And part one this morning, we had a half an hour of delightful music played by Alan Lee Riser, the two pianists, with vocals and solos by Fry and Vilma, two charming young ladies. This is the National Broadcasting Company. Thank you.